Hey everyone, this is Javi for Res Life. Sometimes you may find yourself running from the world and into God's arms. This is great. He wants to comfort and care for you. He desires to be your safe place. But that doesn't mean we can hide away from the world and ignore what He has purposed for us to do. Listen to this story about one of the greatest prophets, Elijah. It takes place just after this amazing demonstration of God's power on Mount Sinai. King Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had put all the prophets of Baal to death. She sent a message to Elijah saying, "May the God strike me dead if by this time tomorrow I don't do the same thing to you that you did to the prophets." Elijah was afraid and he fled for his life. He took his servant and went to Beersheba in Judah. Leaving the servant there, Elijah walked a whole day into the wilderness. He stopped and sat down in the shade of a tree and wished he would die. "It's too much, Lord," he prayed. "Take away my life. I might as well be dead." He lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said, "Wake up and eat." So he looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. He ate and drank and lay down again. The Lord's angel returned and woke him up a second time, saying, "Get up and eat, or the trip will be too much for you." Elijah got up, ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain. There he went into a cave to spend the night. But suddenly the Lord spoke to him, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" Elijah answered, "Lord God Almighty, I have always served you, you alone, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed all your prophets. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me." "Go out and stand before me on top of the mountain," the Lord said to him. Then the Lord passed by and sent a furious wind that split the hills and shattered the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. The wind stopped blowing, and then there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a soft whisper of a voice. So when Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And then a voice said to him, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" So he answered, "Lord God Almighty, I have always served you, you alone. But the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed all your prophets. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me." So the Lord said, "Return to the wilderness near Damascus. Then enter the city and anoint Hazael as king of Syria. Anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king of Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Anyone who escapes being put to death by Hazael will be killed by Jehu, and anyone who escapes Jehu will be killed by Elisha. Yet I will leave 7,000 people alive in Israel. All those who are loyal to me and have not bowed to Baal or kissed his idol." End quote. That comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 through 13. So the Lord restored the land, and he also restored his servant, Elijah. He gave him courage and comfort, but he also provided him with a partner, Elisha. The two of them went out to do amazing work for God and helped bring the Israelites back to the Lord. So never be reluctant to run into God's arms, but also learn to be obedient to his plans and his will. Serving him wholeheartedly is the most fulfilling thing in the world.